Happy Children's Day! And it's DJ Brian. I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. And we just heard Unchild with Unchild. And in light of Children's Day, and of course, it's also Cinco de Mayo, too, around the world. I forgot about that. Let's talk about children who have had change in the world. Now, did you know that an introverted child who was fascinated with bugs became the man behind the global media franchise that we know today as Pokemon? Now, if digital smartphones and all that stuff was early onset, I could have been the creator of Pokemon. I used to love bugs as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I hate them now, though. So, yeah, that wouldn't have happened. Now, we're going to meet Mr. Satoshi Tajiri, the man behind the global phenomenon and the inspiration for its main character and also the name of my Shih Tzu, Ash. Now, as a child, Tajiri struggled socially and found it difficult to fit into traditional academic life. Instead, he spent hours exploring fields, collecting insects, and later immersing himself in video games. This fascination with bugs and video games led him to create a homemade gaming magazine called Game Freak as a teenager. Why does it sound like me? I used to put lightning bugs in little cans while I played video games. And this magazine quickly gained a cult following among enthusiasts. But he didn't stop there. He wanted to create something that would bring this childhood passion together. He thought, what if you could collect creatures from the field in a game? Now, this idea changed everything. A childhood passion transformed into a multi-million dollar franchise that invites people from all over the world to explore, collect, and connect. It's a reminder that sometimes changing the world starts with simply following what fascinates you, even if it's just a bug. That's crazy. You gotta do what you love. So we have the perfect song for you right now by Yoda Chingu called Love Bug. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab the beverage of choice. And now that it's getting warming outside, you know, maybe add some ice to it too, because that could be a little refreshing, because nobody wants a warm coffee or hot tea when it is hot outside. And of course, it might motivate you to listen even better to the info we have for you. Now, maybe Children's Day is the appropriate day to discuss an uncomfortable phenomenon that's occurring in Korean society right now. Guys, kids aren't allowed to be kids no more. In some school playgrounds across Korea, children are being told not to play. Can you believe that? Now, according to new data from the Ministry of Education, about 5% of elementary schools nationwide have restricted, guys, activities like soccer and baseball outside class hours. Now, in cities like Busan and Seoul, those numbers climbed sharply, turning once lively schoolyards into, very quiet spaces. It's almost like a ghost town, you know? The reason? Not a sudden dislike of dodgeballs. It's safety and complaints. Teachers say even minor injuries can quickly escalate into disputes with parents. Placing responsibility squarely on schools. So instead of risk, many are choosing caution. In some cases, even school sports days now come with apology signs for noise, as if kids laughing and running were a public disturbance. The irony? At the same time, education authorities are pushing to increase physical activity, aiming to nearly double movement hours for younger students by 2028. So on paper, kids should be running more. But in reality, they're being asked to sit still. This all raises a bigger question. In trying to make childhood perfectly safe, are we quietly taking something essential away from them? Because scraped knees may come with risks, but so does a childhood, you know? Does a child not want to play? You know, growing up, do you not remember us falling and scraping our palms and our knees a little bit and, you know, falling into the dirt? Isn't that a natural childhood thing? It's so sad that times are coming to this now. Anyways, we have two songs for you guys right now. We have Lucy with Play, 놀이, and Aider with Dum-D. In case you missed it! It's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. We're starting off with news number one. Twice sets new North American attendance record, y'all. Twice drew about 550,000 fans across its North American tour leg, setting a new attendance record for a K-pop girl group in the region. The group's This Is 4 tour spanned 20 cities and expanded to 35 shows after strong ticket demand. The concerts featured a 360-degree stage and included performances from the group's EP, Strategy, and OST tracks. Twice will next perform three shows at Japan National Stadium, becoming the first overseas act to headline the venue. Moving on to news number two, Zero Base One to release sixth EP on May 18th. Zero Base One will release their sixth EP, Ascend Minus, on May 18th, marking a new phase as a five-member group following lineup changes. The album title symbolizes continuity and forward momentum. On May 18th, the group will first drop a music video at midnight ahead of the album's official release at 6 p.m., Zero Base One has recorded six consecutive million-selling albums since their debut, building anticipation for their next release. So, let's check out the two artists' music. First up, Twice with This Is Four, then Zero Base One with Doctor Doctor. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, we're going to get into news number three. NMIX to release new album on May 11th. NMIX will release their fifth EP, Heavy Serenade, on May 11th. The six-track album is led by a title song written by singer-songwriter Han Roro. Other tracks in the album include Crescendo, co-written by members Lily and Bae and Different Girl. The group has revealed concept photos for the new album and gave a live performance of Superior, another track from the album, during an esports festival held in Incheon last month. All right, we're going to get into news number four. NCT's very own Taeyong to release first solo LP in May. Taeyong of NCT 127 will release his first full-length album, Wild, on May 18th. The 10-track album features Taeyong's involvement in writing all lyrics and composing most songs, highlighting his artistic growth. The release follows Taeyong's military discharge and recent concert series, marking a major solo project. Taeyong has previously built his solo discography with EPs Sha-La-La and Tap, along with the single Rock Solid. So, let's check out the first group NMIX with Blue Valentine, and then Taeyong from NCT with Sha-La-La. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, this is our last story of the day. News number five. BTS's Arirang earns platinum certification in France. BTS's Arirang has earned a platinum certification in France, surpassing 100,000 equivalent sales. Now, according to France's music certification body, SNEP, the album surpassed 100,000 equivalent sales, which includes physical sales, downloads, and streams in just over a month. reaching platinum status in the fastest time among the group's albums so far. It also marks the group's fourth album to achieve platinum status. Woo! The album is also performing strongly in Japan, recording triple platinum within 11 days of release. Well, that is a wrap for this week, in case you missed it. Now let's check out a song by BTS, Body to Body. That was BTS with Body to Body. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and our gram, of course. And you can follow us. We got KBS or at KBS K-Pop. And you guys can send in your requests and your answer to our Y2C there as well for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you're tuning in through the YouTubes, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of our KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like Changwon Young's, IU's, Park Bo Gum's, and many others make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what's going on, so go check them out after our show, that is. But for now, we got two songs. We got High Key with To My First Love, 나의 첫사랑에게. And then we have Baby Don't Cry with Bittersweet. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. We have two songs taking us out. We have 101 with Energetic, and then we have Pusok Soon with Fighting, featuring E Young G. Our producer is Chaedong Guan. Our writer is Cameron Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.